Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the IDS's St. Patrick's Day special, Peg of My Heart. This episode we chose is Peg's first meeting with her sweetheart-to-be, the beginning of her romance. Peg is a pretty Irish girl suddenly transplanted from a gay but poverty-stricken existence with her father to the formal atmosphere of a wealthy home in England. The chilly discipline of her English relatives finds a rebellious subject in Peg. We are honored to introduce now Kristen James with Brad Oxnam in Peg of My Heart. As the curtain rises, a summer thunderstorm is crashing to a close. Shivering with fear, Peg is alone in the spacious drawing room. A handsome young man enters, sees Peg in a flash of lightning.
Holy Mother of God and all the saints, preserve us.
Don't be frightened. It's only a summer storm.
Well, summer or winter, sure, they shrivel me up.
Come and look at it. They're beautiful in this part of the country. Come and watch it.
Ah, close the curtain. Shut it out. Sure, I'll not look at it at all. They say if you look at the sky when the lightning comes, you can see right through it into the kingdom of heaven. And a sight of it blinds some and kills others, according to the state of grace you're in.
You're a Catholic.
Of course I'm a Catholic. What else is anybody else in the world? When it thunders like that, you know, it does seem to me that he's very angry with us for our sins.
With me, perhaps, not with you.
And what do you mean by that now?
You don't know what sin is.
And who may you be to talk to me like that?
My name is Jerry. What's yours?
Peg. Yours is Jerry, did you say?
Just plain Jerry, and you're Peg.
Sure, I'm just plain Peg, I am.
Well, I don't agree with you. I think you're very charming.
Oh, you mustn't say things like that now with the storm outside.
I mean it.
You don't. The man that thinks them things never says them to your face. Me father always said to me, "Now, Peg, there's one sort of fellow you've got to be very careful of, and that's the one that says flattering things right in your face. He's no good," he says. "Peg, he's no good. Sure he isn't."
Who are you?
Oh, I'm me aunt's niece, I am.
And who is your aunt?
Oh, me aunt is Mrs.
Who?
Me aunt is Mrs. Chichester.
Oh, Miss Chichester.
Yeah, that's it. Sure, you have to jump it in the middle.
Really? How extraordinary.
Isn't it? You wouldn't expect a fine lady like her to have a niece like me, would you?
Well, that isn't what I meant.
Ah, sure it is. And you mustn't tell untruths with the storm outside.
I was thinking that I don't remember Alaric ever telling me he had such a charming cousin.
Sure, Alaric didn't know I was alive till I dropped down from the clouds this morning.
Where did you drop from?
New York.
Really? How odd.
Not at all. It's just the same as any other big city. There's nothing odd about New York. It's just a big place. That's all it is, New York is.
Were you born there?
What?
Were you born there?
What was that you said now?
I said, were you born there?
Ah, sure I was.
By way of Old Ireland.
How did you guess that now?
Your slight but delightful accent.
I've got an accent.
Yes.
Well, I was much too polite to say anything, but I was thinking you had an awful accent. Well, what are you laughing at? Haven't you ever listened to yourself?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, you said just now to me, Were you born there?
Well, how would you say it?
Well, I'd say it naturally. I'd say, were you born there? Sure, I'd say, now tell me, were you born there? I wouldn't fall over me words. I'd say it straight out of me face. You see, I wouldn't make a song and dance about it.
I see. Hello, the storm's over.
Praise be to God for that.
Are you going to stay here?
I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Did your aunt send for you?
No, me uncle Nat.
Your uncle?
Just before he died, he did. And I wish he'd sent for me sooner. He with all his money, and my father with none.
What does your father do?
Oh, my father does anything. He does anything at all. Except make money. And when he does make it, he can't keep it. He doesn't like money, I think. Neither do I. Of course, we never had much to like. But I've seen others around us with plenty, and we've been the happiest that we have. And when times were the hardest, I never heard a word of complaint from me father or saw a frown on his face. We were more like boy and girl than father and daughter. And I'm sick for the sight of him. And I'm sure he is for me. For his peg o' me art, as he always called me. Sure, I wish I was back home.
Oh, please, don't do that.
You know, I don't cry very often. My father never made me. And I never saw him cry but twice in my life. Once when he made a little money and we had a mass said for me mother's soul. And we had the most beautiful candles lit on Our Lady's altar. And when I left him to come here. Sure, he laughed and he joked with me up to the last minute. And when the ship swung away from the dock, he just broke down and sobbed like a little child. My Peg, he kept saying, oh, me little Peg. Sure, I wanted to get off the ship and go back to him. But we'd started, and I don't know how to swim. Well, I cried myself to sleep that night. I'm not going to be happy here. I only came here because me father thought it'd be for my good. And they won't make a lady out of me if I can help it. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. That's what me father said, and that's what I am. I'm just a sow's ear.
Oh, I don't agree with you.
Well, I don't care whether you agree with me or not. I am a sow's ear, I am, and I'm all alone.
You're among friends.
They're ashamed of me.
Oh, no.
They are. They sent me to the kitchen when I first came here, and they put me dog Michael to sleep in the stable. And I want to tell you, Michael's not used to sleeping in any stable. Of course, we never had a stable. That was a quick joke, wasn't it? Michael has always slept with me father ever since he was a little bit of a puppy. Since Michael was a puppy, I mean. I thought you might think I meant me father.
When they really get to know you, they'll be as proud of you as your father is. As I'd be.
You'd be? Why should you be proud of me?
I'd be more than proud if you'd look upon me as a friend.
But I don't know who you are even, do I now?
Oh, I can give you some very excellent references. For instance, I was up at the same college as your cousin, Alaric.
Were you? Well, I'd mention that to very few people.
Why? Don't you want me to be your friend?
I don't know. I'm like the widder's pig that was put into a real bed to sleep in. Sure, the pig neither wanted it, nor didn't want it. It had done without a bed all its life, and it wasn't crying its heart out for the loss of something it had never had and couldn't miss. Well, I want to tell you, that's one thing that's in your favor.
What is?
The laughter is not dead in you as it is in everyone else in this house. Say, who are you at all now?
Oh, well... No one in particular.
Oh, I can see that. I mean, what do you do?
Why, I can do a whole lot of things fairly well, and none of them well enough to brag about.
Oh, like me father, that is.
You flatter me.
I know I flatter you. There's not a man in the whole world like my father.
No, of course not.
No, there's not one man in the whole world there isn't. Sure, he says he's a rolling stone, and they don't amount to much in a hard-hearted world that's all for making dollars.
Your father's right, but money is important.
Yes, and he's got none. But he's got me. And I'm going right back to him now.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Sure, it's easier to suffer the want of food than the want to love. And that's what the Irish are doing all over the world. They're driven from their own country. They're made wanderers in the face of the earth by the English. And nothing they'll ever earn will make up to them for the separation from their homes and from their loved ones. do you know what that is now?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, it's one of me father's speeches.
The one of his speeches?
Oh, me father makes grand speeches.
Does he?
He makes some, you know, in the cause of Ireland.
Oh, in the cause of Ireland.
What else would he be doing? So I went all through Ireland with me father on his lecture tours. We had a cart, and we traveled from place to place in the cart. He made his speeches from the tail of it, and we lived in the middle of it. My father practiced all of his speeches on me first.
Oh, did he?
Yes, I know 50 of them by heart.
50?
Yes, I'm going to recite them all to Mrs. Chester. She'll be very pleased.
Oh, quite.
Yes, a nice old lady she is.
Who? Oh, very nice.
The thing I like about her is she's so full of fun. I tell you, I'm not used to sour faces. My father's full of jokes, and I must go back to him.
Oh, just give us a month's trial. Just 1 month.
Why do you want me to stay here?
Because your uncle was a friend of mine, and it was his last wish to do something for you. Will you? Just a month.
Well, I don't suppose a month would kill me. But it's going to seem like a lifetime in this place.
I'm glad.
Glad it's going to seem like a lifetime.
No, that you're going to stay.
Well, there's a comfort. Someone in the house will be pleased at me staying.
I am. Immensely. And you will look upon me as a friend?
Well, I don't yet know who you are, do I?
Is it so difficult?
Well, I don't know at all. I don't know whether it's difficult or not until I try it.
Try.
I don't understand you.
Yet I'm very simple.
Oh, I double doubt that. But what are you sticking your hand out for now?
To our friendship.
Oh. Well, I never met anyone like you in all my life before.
Shake hands on it.
I don't think that's necessary.
Oh, do.
Well, I don't shake hands with every Tom, Dick, and Harry I meet.
Come.
Well, there's me hand, then.
Friends?
Well, not yet. Not so fast.
I'll wager we will be.
Don't put too much on it. He might lose.
I'll stake my life on it.
You don't value it much, then.
More than I did. May you be very happy here, Peg.
You know, I think maybe I will be, after all. Sure, looking at you, it seems possible.
Good. But why did you change your mind?
On account of something my father once said.
What was that?
He said, Peg, remember this. Of all the things in life, there's nothing half so sweet in life as love's young dream.
You've been listening to Peg of My Heart, this year's Inexplicable Dumb Show's St. Patrick's Day special, featuring the vocal pairings of Kristen James as Peg and Brad Oxenham as Jerry. I'm your host, John Malden, and from all of us at the IDS to all of you, have a safe and fantastic St. Paddy's Day. Remember to wear your green. This is the IDS, the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.